This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz.
Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Big Y World Class Market, Brennan Smoke Shop, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, Ron Bouchard's Auto Store, Advanced Auto Parts, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmower, Foxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So 3-2, the runners will be on the move here with two down and a full count. Runners go and swung on and missed. He struck him out with the slider to end the ball game. A threat for the Red Sox. They can't cash in. Toronto takes game one here in the Red Sox home opener. 7-5, the final score here today.
And so the beat goes on, Red Sox fans. Here you go. 3-9. They're home now. They've received their rings. They've raised the banner. They're back in the Eastern time zone. They had a day off. All of the above. They're back. The Red Sox are back. They're 3-9 now after losing to the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway Park today in the home opener of the 2019 season. 3-9. The Red Sox still haven't won two in a row. I want to hear from you tonight. And the show is going to be very simple. 617-779-0985. You're on your way home from the ballpark. By all means, give us a ring. Because, again, to me, the show tonight will be pretty structured, pretty simple. First, here's where we open. 3-9 for this team after 12 games. And all of the excuses that some people were making for them, not me, not Murray, not Jimmy Stewart, some people, and most of you probably weren't making them either. But some of you were. All of the excuses that people want to make for the Red Sox. Well, they began the 11-game road trip. Okay? They're home now. They looked like the same team to me at Fenway Park today. Same team that they've been in the early part of the year, meaning that they sucked. Okay? So that's number one. Two, the time zone. The time difference really throws you for a loop. There's that one guy, I think it's Jerry on the Cape, who keeps calling me, telling me that it takes him a week to recover when he goes to the West Coast and a week to recover when he comes back. So he said they were going to play badly when they came back, too, which is great. So we can expect this for what? They'll be 3-12 soon? How many more games do they have at home? They have three more? Four more? I don't even know. So they're off tomorrow. Then they play Thursday, and they have four over the weekend with the Orioles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is five more games. So that puts them at 3-14. So that's okay. They'll still be in the funk next week, if that's what you want to call it. That's okay. Because they're back in the Eastern time zone. How about the buildup? Well, they're building up slowly because they want to be playing in October. Are we sure about that second thing? That they're going to be playing in October? Because I'm starting to wonder. And this buildup with Chris Sale, to what? We'll get to Chris Sale in the second segment. You want to talk about him now, you can certainly dial in. But in all probability, I see a number you lined up already. Sale is a problem right now, folks. He's a problem. 0-3 with an ERA of 9. So you tell me, where do you want to go? Tell me how you can defend them now. And the reigning MVP? 3-1, he was up in the count with two men on in the ninth inning, down two. Last year, there's a ball in the gap. Maybe there's a ball over the left field wall. Maybe there's a combination. I don't know. I'm just telling you, you got to 3-2 and the runners were moving. Mookie Betts took a 3-1 slider that was belt high, maybe mid-thigh, inner half. It you know what it had? Remember the scene in the Animal House where they bring the cake out? It says, eat me? Mm-hmm. That pitch said, hit me. Hit me. He let it go by for strike two and then struck out on a pitch in the dirt to end the game. Mookie Betts, who did homer today, and he's the least of your problems, but you get the idea. Dustin Pedroia made his return today. If you ask me, didn't look good. Had a hit in the ninth. But nonetheless, not a great day for Pedroia. Grounded in a double play to kill one rally, even though it scored a run. Came up again with two men on, grounded out again. So I would just like to know when it's okay to start looking at them critically and start worrying that they're burying themselves here in the month of April. When is it okay to say that? And to that end, Jim Murray just stumbled across a pretty interesting statistic online. Murray, why don't you share it with everybody?
Yeah, this was tweeted by Alex Speer of the Boston Globe. And if you haven't seen it yet, he tweeted just minutes ago, since the introduction of the wild card in 1995, 57 teams prior to this year got off to 3-9 starts or worse. Of those 57 teams, three made the playoffs. That's 5.6%.
Yeah, one out of 19. That's right. One out of 19 is a little over 5%. This is the 25th year of the wild card.
History and math not on the Red Sox side right now.
Okay, so again, in case you missed it, Murray just told you, since the wild card era began, 57 teams in baseball have started out 3-9. Three of them have made the playoffs. Three. 94% and change have missed the playoffs. So I know you want to keep telling me they've got 150 games left, which they do. I would tell you, I think you're overrating let me restate. I said that wrong. You are underrating the importance of April. Games in April don't matter. That's what people like to say. Ah, it's all right. You tread water, you're fine. This team's not treading water. This team's burying itself right now. And apparently there's no real sign of life, because the performance today was as bad as any of the ones on the West Coast overall, most importantly on the mound. It's not getting any better. It's not getting close to getting better. Dantes and Linfield, go.
Hey, while I do not share your exact pessimism, I do think they're in line for an attitude adjustment, and I think a good way to go about it right now would be to call up Chavis. You know, give ourselves a nice human sacrifice, send Nunez to Siberia, and send the message that nobody's job is safe. You know, if we're going to play like this, this is what's going to happen.
So, Dante, what is it about Nunez that makes you target him?
He doesn't have it anymore. He can't play. I mean, poor at-bats, swinging the pitches out of the zone. I mean, he's just kind of useless, honestly.
Okay, so, look, I'm all for making a statement. I'm not going to dismiss that possibility. I'll allow for anything with the way they're going. But I'll tell you that if you want to make a statement, you got to go after someone bigger than Eduardo Nunez. To me, that's when I look at it and say, you're going to get rid of a utility guy? Like, that's the solution? Let's go to Ryan, who's in a car. Ryan, what do you got?
Hey, how are you, Maz?
Good.
Wow, I'm heading back from the game right now, heading to New Hampshire. And, you know, I listened to the show a little bit there towards the tail end. And, you know, the opening ceremony was great. I had the hopefulness that, you know, you're talking about in terms of, hey, we're home. They had a day off. You know, we're going to turn the tide here. This is great. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. I got to tell you, man, this team is missing more than a spark at this point. Like, there is trouble. There is big time trouble going on. You want to talk about data? There was something that was shared at Fenway when I was in the beer line at one point. It came across the TV, and it was that since 1908, actually in however many games we had, we were 11 games in, we hadn't had a starting pitcher not record a win. The time is now for us to be very, very panicked. We started last year.
Okay, Ryan, I'm gonna stop you there, because again, we all know how last year started. And so the point is this: you're now 12 games in, you're 3-9. Are people still saying it's early? Like, at what point does early not become too early anymore? And again, I told you, I looked up some stuff. What if I told you the last 10 World Series winners all had winning records in April? In fact, they all played 545 or better in April. Some of them played 700 baseball in April. The three World Series winners for the Red Sox, I looked this up last night, 2004, they went 15-6. 2007, I think the number was either 16-8 or 18-8. No, I'll tell you what, it was 16-8. 2013 was 18-8. Last year was 21-7. So the Red Sox World Series winners in the last, you know, in this millennium, they all played great baseball in April. I personally believe in fast starts, strong finishes. I believe in that. I actually wrote about this on our website today, at 98.5thesportshub.com. You can find more of the data there. But this idea that April doesn't matter is wrong. It's wrong. It does matter. You can bury yourself in April if you're not careful. Michael's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Michael. Oh, we lost him, so we'll move along here. We'll go to Harry, who's in a car. Harry, what do you got?
You know, the first home game of the season, yeah, you could say maybe if they had, there'd been a different attitude, aggressive behavior, okay, then maybe you dismiss the homestand. To me, today is a continuation of a trend. They're playing like they're constipated. World Series hangover, they just don't seem into it. The mistakes, the poor starting pitching. Matt Barnes, I mean, you're bringing him in non-relief situations. I'll tell you, I got to agree with you, Tony. This is not – you can't just say it's early. I just sense a falling apart here. And I can't remember. Maybe you guys can remember. There was a team in the last few years that started like 1-11. They never recovered.
So, Harry, yeah, it wasn't in the last couple of years. But I felt this way at 1-5. I didn't like what I was seeing in terms of the quality of play, and we'll get to some of the specifics in today's game. One play in particular, really, you should find unbelievably embarrassing. You really should. I mean, unbelievably embarrassing one play in particular. And if you're at the game, you know which one I'm talking about. If you watch the game, you know which one I'm talking about. So we'll get to that in the next segment.
Just real quick, though, because I gave you that stat from Alex Speer about those three teams.
Yeah.
So it's the 07 Phillies was the last team to start 3-9 or worse and to end up actually making the playoffs.
Okay, so again, a team hasn't started 12 years or 11 and change. A team has not gone 3-9 to start the season and made the playoffs. So again, I'm just giving you the numbers. And those of you who want to keep making excuses, you can make all the excuses you want. I want a baseball season, too. I want one more than you do, believe me. I have to do this show every night for the next 6 months. And when I'm not here, it's going to be Murray. So Murray wants there to be a season, too. We all want there to be a season. What is going on right now is borderline, like, insulting, given the level of play. And see, this is the problem with last year, is that those of you who are hopelessly optimistic, hopelessly so, in that, and when I say that, I mean you can't see reality. You think there's another 17-2 around the corner, that this team will just go on a run like they did last year, no problem. And what I would tell you is what I told you at the beginning of the year. How often does that really happen? How often do you really go 17-2 over 19 games? Because let me give this to you in simple math, and it doesn't work out that way, but nonetheless, the season is 6 months long. If you go 5 games over 500 every month, that's 30 over for the season. That's a 96-win campaign. 96. Okay? Just by going 15-10 every month, now you're 3-9. So you're already 10 games behind that pace, if that's what you're focused on, if you're looking at 95 wins. Okay? You're already 10 games behind it for the month, if you follow my math. Like, you're not going to make that up. You're not going to make that up this month. So now it's going to take 2 months, or maybe three. Now this hole that you've dug yourselves in has carried into May or maybe June, because you need a long winning streak just to start treading water again. So the idea that April is irrelevant, I made this analogy online today and I'll do it again. The baseball season's a marathon, we all know that. And it's given that it's Masters Week, it's a good time to bring this up. But the first month of a baseball season is like the first day of a golf tournament. You can't win it on Thursday. You can't win it in April. Oh, but you can sure as hell lose it. You can bury yourself so far that you lose it. And more importantly, could they go on a run? Sure. To do that, they would need some good starting pitching. And right now, the guy that is going to be the centerpiece of their rotation for this year and then five more is pitching like absolute dog crap and garbage. I want to hear what he says after the game today, because he should be embarrassed as much as anyone else based on what happened at Fenway today. We'll tell you exactly what that was next.
Here comes the run, and it's thrown right by everyone. It's going to be a stolen base of home. How about that?
You never see that.
Wow.
I mean, this is like shocking.
Yeah,
he just took off probably because of the windup. He had him timed with that windup, and he just went for it. What a gutsy move.
So there's the indignity of it all. Talk about a play that crystallizes everything that has happened to the Red Sox here in the early part of the year. And I'll tell you what, I whiffed in your first segment of the show. Shocker. I'm telling you, sometimes I have my head jammed so far up my tailpipe, I can't see the light of day. Really. We're on till 6:30 today, so I'm going to hustle through your calls. Don't go anywhere. We have Celtics tonight playing the... who the hell are they playing?
The Wizards.
Bullets.
Wizards. The Bullets. I do like that. They're playing the Celtics are playing the Wizards in a totally meaningless game, but nonetheless, we'll have them right here on 98.5 The Sports. Pre-game starts at 6:30. We'll have a full baseball reporters tomorrow. But that said, the steal of home... Murray, you're going to have to help me out here. What did that make the score at the time? 5-2, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. That was the three runs they put up in the fourth inning. They tied it in the third at 2, yeah.
So I admit I have a dual agenda here. One is that's humiliating. Chris Sale's on the mound. Guy steals home with his back to the play. It's humiliating. Sean McAdam of Boston Sports Journal tweeted this out, and I'm just trying to get some postgame via Twitter. McAdam asked Sale if he's ever felt this lost on the mound. Sale's reply, never in my life, he said.
Ew.
Chris Sale now 0-3 with a 9.00 ERA. You want to talk about long-term concerns? Sale's at the top of the list, given what we've seen here in the early part of the year. And now they are 3-9. They have a team ERA of 9. They're already 6 back. Is that what it is?
That is correct, yes.
6 back in the division?
Tampa keeps winning.
And to go 500 the rest of the way, I think they have 19 games left this month. They're 6 behind, so they have to go what? What is that? You know, 11 or 12-7? That doesn't even get them to 500.
Right.
They have to go 13-6 just to get to 500 by the end of the month.
And 6 out of first was going to be my panic number. I didn't think we would see it but here we are. So it's panic time.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. You're all lined up. We have full phones. I'm not surprised. I will just ask you to make one point. Try to get to it quickly within 20 seconds so we can take everybody's calls here. Okay? And then we'll be back tomorrow to further dissect because we have an off day. We can check the Red Sox ad nauseum. We'll start it with Kenny in Redding. Kenny, go.
Hey, so I think the season is over. My Yankees are woke up a bit. You know, Aaron Judge said that they need to play with more urgency, and I don't hear that. There's a player at the Red Sox that has a voice in the media to call them out. Thanks.
Okay, so thank you for the call. I don't think the season's over, but I think what they've done is dug themselves a hole. Okay, they've dug themselves a hole, and somebody in there needs to start throwing some furniture or something to wake them up. You don't want to call anybody out, that's fine. Someone needs to openly express a level of frustration. To me, it should be Sale.
Oh, no.
Chris is in a car. Chris, what do you got?
Hi, how you doing? I missed the play with the steal from home. Whose ultimate fault is that? Just wondering, Tony. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not sure that's anybody's fault. I think, if anyone, it's Sale, because he's in the windup. There's a runner on third, and you don't typically hold the runner on third base. So, but if the guy has such an egregious lead, someone should yell out and say, hey, step off. This guy's taking a big lead. They didn't do that. Sale didn't notice it. Gurriel stole home. Very similar, by the way, to what Jacoby Ellsbury did to Andy Pettitte a number of years ago, if you remember that. Same type of play. And you all told me how great a play it was by Ellsbury. I would tell you that it's a rare play, but in this case, utterly, totally humiliating. Kevin in a car. Go, Kevin.
Hey, Tony. When do we start questioning Cora?
What do you want to question? Yeah, it's okay. Tell me which part.
Just, you know, we're talking, we got a team of talent. We know that. But when do you start saying, you know, it starts from the top down to the bottom? And we got our leader talking about 18 still. I just want to know, you know, we keep talking about turning the page, and the coach hasn't done that yet. That says a lot, I think.
Okay, so Kevin, it's a fair criticism. He didn't have him ready to go to start the year. The Red Sox were too cavalier in their approach. They backed everybody off in spring training. They thought they could come out and just win games by showing up and going 500 at the very least, and that they'd be in better shape for it in May, June, and July. I could live with 500. 500 right now looks great. Are you kidding? I'd take 500 in a second. Jesse's in Easton. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, Red Sox better wake up and wake up fast because the Tampa Bay Rays are pretty good. And by the way, Blake Snell, who just won the Cy Young Award, he just got extended for 5 years, $10 million a year. How's it make the Sale and Evaldi contracts look? Thanks.
Okay, so Jesse, Snell got a short change, if you ask me. And, you know, the five-year part of it, don't get too caught up in because he didn't have the service time some of those other guys did. Evaldi got more money on the open market because he was a free agent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to belabor you with the details. But again, the general overall question is, when is it okay to worry? Are you worried yet? Ben's in a car. Go, Ben.
Hey, two things. Number one, Chris Sale's mechanics look all out of whack. I wonder if he did something in the offseason to try and save his arm a little bit. And the second point is that April sets the table, right? Publicly, I'm saying the season doesn't start till May. In my heart, I know that April last year put the fear of God in the Yankees, and they need to do it again.
So, Ben, that's the thing, is you look at it and you say April can set a tone. April can absolutely declare your arrival on the landscape. Hey, look at us. We're for real. April can do that. So I'll tell you what, I'll tell you this quickly. Last night and this morning, I looked it up. The last 10 years, and I just picked 10 as a round number, okay? There are 40 teams that played in the LCS. Two in the American League, two in the National League each year. 40 teams that got to the LCS and beyond. Or at least to the LCS is the better way to say it. And that should be the goal for this Red Sox team. Get back to the LCS. Of those 40 teams, 36 of them played within a game of 500 in April. And I say a game of 500, no worse than one below. 32 of them had 500 or better. And if I throw in the four that were one game under, because one game under is not burying yourself, 36 out of 40. So you want to tell me you can get to a slow start and win a World Series or get to an LCS? Okay, but tell me how slow the start is. Quickly, John and Taunton on the catch and go.
Hey, Tony, it's John. I was just thinking we should send Vasquez down as the sacrificial lamb, bring back Leon. He was great with the starting pitching, and that's what we need right now.
Okay, so now Vasquez is the problem, not Swihart. Right, so Leon is the elixir. And I know there are a few more of you on the line that want to get in. We can't do it tonight because we have the Celtics. Doug in Dover is upset about my negativity. I don't know how anyone could accuse me of being more negative than anyone else, given where the team is right now. Okay, but it's not the catching. I'm not telling you the catching's been good. Vasquez had two pass balls today. I'm not telling you the catching's been good. But it's not the reason they're 3-9. Don't look now. They're going to flush the season down the toilet before it even starts. Okay, you have a right to be pissed. Celtics and Wizards coming up next, pregame with Max and Grandy. They'll have the regular season finale after that. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.